This Ebola outbreak is caused by the rare Bundibugyo virus, which has no vaccines or treatment. It's been the worst ever outbreak of the disease after just a month.
I'm deeply concerned about the scale and speed of the epidemic.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is Director General of the World Health Organization. He said there could be far more cases that they still don't know about, and that the peak of the outbreak is still ahead.
These numbers will change as field operations are scaling up, including strengthening surveillance, contact tracing, and laboratory testing. Cases have been reported in urban areas, including Kampala and the city of Goma in the DRC. Third, deaths have been reported among health workers, indicating healthcare-associated transmission.
Congo's health ministry said contact tracing remains a key issue for local authorities, who've only achieved a 55% coverage rate. Dr. Olivier Lepolain is head of epidemiology for Ebola response at the WHO. He said keeping track of the disease's spread is difficult, given that it's happening in a conflict zone.
It remains an area which, in part, is highly insecure. And response needs to be tailored to that context, really being driven by communities as well, but also tailored to the fact that, you know, the bandwidth and the footprint in some areas remains reasonably small given the ongoing conflict in some parts and the access challenges.
Authorities said they are yet to identify the patient zero and trace more than 35,000 people who've come in contact with infected individuals as of last week. More than a month into the outbreak, officials say they still don't know the true scale of the outbreak, and the disease is spreading faster than health officials can respond. Doctors say Ebola symptoms can show up days or weeks after exposure. The UN Refugee Agency has said at least 2 million people forcibly displaced from their homes, including over 320,000 refugees, live in areas at risk of Ebola in Congo. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.